W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Travel woes continue for millions. Ground stops imposed across the Northeast, causing more than 2,000 flight cancellations and 7,000 delays. ABC's Lionel Moise with more.
Hundreds of flights are already canceled or delayed today, most of those on the East Coast. The FAA just last month, though, announced more corridors in the sky, which was supposed to ease flight congestion and provide more flexibility. The big question now, though, does more need to be done?
Hazy skies across parts of the Midwest. People from Wisconsin seeing the worst air quality in the world yesterday. That smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The Texas power grid broke an all-time record Tuesday for electricity demand. The heat dome covering the state breaking records at night as well. With President Biden today will lay out his economic plan. Recent ABC News poll showing a majority of American voters think Donald Trump did a better job with the economy. This is ABC News. In just the last 2 weeks, 11 people have died along Florida's Gulf Coast, all blamed on rip currents. ABC's Morgan Norwood says one of those victims is a former NFL quarterback.
Authorities in Destin, Florida say a group of people on a sandbar yesterday struggled to get back to shore. One of them later identified as 35-year-old Ryan Mallett. He was pulled from the water and died at the hospital. Mallett joined the New England Patriots in 2011, spending three seasons as Tom Brady's backup before playing for the Texans and Ravens. The Patriots releasing a statement saying the team is deeply saddened by Mallett's death. Former Patriots star Julian Edelman tweeting, "Tough one to swallow. Thoughts are with the family." The sheriff's office is now investigating Mallett's apparent drowning.
New charges against a New Jersey lawyer accused in a string of sexual assaults in Boston dating back to 2007. Matthew Nilo has now been charged in connection with five more attacks. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, here we go.
Check.
Okay. Are we good, Carly? Can you hear me?
Good morning. Hello, Green Bay. It's Mino and the Mayor. How are we doing, Mr. Mayor?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Great day today, right?
Yes.
Man, we have a busy day today. We have a couple in-house guests that are going to be talking to us. I'm excited about having both of them on. And I think we have a friend of ours.
First thing we're going to talk about, though, is you know how yesterday we left here and it was a beautiful morning and everything?
Oh, yeah.
And then I got back to Manitowoc and I went walking around a little bit because, you know, for my weight loss program. And I had to abort. I had literally had to abort, okay? Because the air was so bad. And I even put this on my Facebook, and this is something that everybody can relate to, okay? Have you ever had one of those days, and we've all had those days, where you're at a big bonfire and maybe you have a couple of beverages, and the next thing you know, it's the morning and you slept all night in a lawn chair? And then
that may have happened. Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, that may have happened.
It's happened to everybody.
Okay.
It's happened to everybody. And then, you know, your clothes smell so unbelievable that unless you take them off right away and you wash them or whatever, you just got that where it's in your skin. You know what I mean? Where it's just like it's in your mouth.
That campfire smell.
That camp smell. Yeah. It's literally in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it was like in Manitowoc yesterday. And I guess it was like that around here as well, right? I've never experienced, I mean, it got to my nose. I mean, I've got a pretty good sized nose. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I'll admit it. Yeah. But it does its job.
Back to the air quality.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
it was bad yesterday.
It got my eyes, my throat, and my nose.
Right. And you couldn't miss it. The whole city had that. You can tell.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen that before. And I know we read about, you know, these fires in Canada and pushing their way down here. And I know New York, they had some photos, and it was unbelievable.
They still played the baseball games. Red Sox and the Yankees and the Mets all still played despite that. But they canceled in New York and Boston. The Cubs still played despite the fact that I think it was listed as the third worst air in the world the time.
Johnny, I think it was worse than that. I think Wisconsin was the worst.
The worst.
The worst. Wow. I think so. I mean, we're going to go to the source on this one. Right? We've got a mutual friend who's over at, are we going to call him?
Jordan Lamers. Yeah, we got Jordan Lamers from Channel 5 coming on in just
a
minute.
That guy's awesome.
But here's the funny part. I had a really good friend, Big Daddy, we call him, okay? From my old show, Big Daddy. And he emailed me because he saw my thing on Facebook. And he said, I'm fishing in Canada and the air is perfect.
Really?
So isn't that bizarre? And he said he's 600 miles away. The air is perfect up there, and our air is terrible.
Export.
How weird is that?
They're exporting jobs.
You know what else it kind of smelled like? Have you ever been, if anybody out there is from the UP, and back in the day, by Presque Isle in Marquette, which is the most beautiful place in the world. Presque Isle is the most beautiful place in the world. But anyway.
Never heard of it, but okay.
You've never heard of Presque Isle?
No, John, I'm sorry, John. I'm a Green Bay guy, but okay, go ahead. That sounds beautiful.
You're the only person I know that's never been to Presque Isle or Marquette.
I'm the guy.
The only person. All right. So anyway. there used to be a charcoal factory right there. Kingsford Charcoal.
Oh, now that I heard of.
Yes. So that had that
campfire.
That smell.
Yeah.
Right there. And that's what it reminded me of yesterday in Manitowoc and around here was that charcoal factory smell.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I agree. I agree that
Carly's been to Presque Isle. Everybody's been. There's no one listening that hasn't been up there.
To where?
Presque Isle on Lake Superior in Marquette. One of the most beautiful places. If a Martian came down and they said, "Where are you, Martian?" He'd say, "I'm in Malibu, or I'm in Northern California. I'm in Madrid." Well, I've never been to Madrid, but it would be like one of those places. And it's like, no, you're in Marquette, Michigan.
Is that like Mackinac?
No.
Okay, that's nice. I've been there. Why would I go there?
To Marquette?
Yeah.
It's just the most beautiful place on the planet. I'm going to spread my ashes there, some of them. I'm going to spread them out.
There'll be plenty unless you get on that program. So.
Well, that's the problem. That's why I'm having this issue. That's why I'm trying to get to the fact that I actually put on some weight because I wasn't able to follow my strict workout regimen yesterday because of the air.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, well, you just go tell your doctor that. All right, so that's the reason. So anyway, but today is Wednesday, Johnny, and we made a pact. Last week, Wednesday, when we had a rehearsal, that on Wednesday, we're going to do the weigh-in. And for those of you who, John Mino and myself have both could lose a couple pounds, I think. And we, for the last 4 years, 5 years.
Okay, can I be honest with you?
Can I be honest with you?
Okay, let me tell you something. Let me just tell you something, okay?
Okay.
You want to know what the greatest motivation I have going? The greatest motivation I have?
Your wife.
No.
She's great, by the way.
Thanks. Well, you're just saying because it's Ron Colley. You guys,
we love the Jets.
You got that Ron Colley right. Mafia.
It works. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. What's your biggest motivation to
that picture that we have on Facebook from the Channel 5 story?
I look
like I have a fat suit on. I do. I do.
I'm not on Facebook.
I do. Listen to me. Listen to me.
I am.
Okay. Height and weight ratio when I go to the doctors.
I know.
I'm listed as morbidly obese.
I believe that.
Well, you didn't have to like just agree right away.
Okay, I mean, John, you are?
Thank you.
I can't believe that.
Thank you.
How tall do you have to get?
Exactly. Still waiting for that growth spurt.
So, anyway.
There you go.
All right. So you couldn't walk yesterday, but.
Because my fat ratio is 33%.
Yeah, that's high.
So one third of me is fat.
Right. I see that. All right, so
what do you mean you see that?
So Johnny, this is weigh-in Wednesday, and I asked our producer Carly to cue up some music, and you saw that this morning.
Yeah.
I texted him at like 4 o'clock and said, "Hey, look, cue up the music for He Ain't Heavy. He's my brother," and Carly is working on that, but he doesn't have it ready. So next week we're gonna have
Holly's 1969, wasn't it?
I have no idea. That's the only song I could think of. But okay. I could think of another song for that, but that. It's going to be the weekly reminder to our listeners. And
yeah.
The listeners
also. And we're doing this for you people to encourage you to get fit.
Well, I think what we're going to do is, well, first of all, we're doing this for charity too, right? Because
yes.
Johnny and I have this bet that whoever loses the most weight, the other person
yes.
pays $100 towards the charity of their choice. So we're going to be doing that. We have to make it official. And I was thinking, because we talked about this last week, Wednesday, so that was our practice.
Because let's be honest about one thing.
This is our first Wednesday. Yeah,
another incentive we need to have, we need to look good on our boat. We're getting a boat.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying that. You know what bothers me about weight loss? I've worked really hard my whole life, and I've been kind of blessed. Do you know that weight loss is the only thing you really can't buy? In terms of pay someone to do it
yeah,
for you.
No,
you know,
right.
like you think
you're
about
right.
somebody cuts your lawn, somebody
you're
cleans
right.
your house.
You're right.
Somebody, but comes
right.
to weight loss, it's
I know.
Like, and I've been on a lot of programs. And
yeah, me
it's
too.
In but I too would have gone out and jogged yesterday, but that smog just yeah. I just couldn't do
My
it.
My favorite one is keto. Because when I'm on keto, I have the best results. I only gain 2 or 3 pounds. Some of the time. I got, you know what? I got fired one time.
No. They can't do that anymore. They can't fire you.
No.
They can't fire you fat people anymore.
No. It was because I was
a
spokesperson.
Were you a waitress? No.
Yeah. I was a spokesperson for one of those, like NutriSlims or whatever.
Yeah.
And we had to do a weigh-in officially.
Yeah.
And I got fired halfway through.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what's the deal with Jordan?
All right. Where's Jordan? Carly, do we have Jordan? Let's give Jordan a call. You got to talk to Jordan. We've got a busy day today. We got a lot going on. We're going to talk to Jordan Lamers from over at WFRV Channel 5, who's one of our favorite guys.
And then the show is focused on Green Bay, right? I mean, that's why it's...
Well, Greater Green Bay.
That's what I'm saying. Greater Green Bay.
Green Bay and points beyond.
Right. But they called us and said, look, we don't need conservative or liberal. We just need people to advocate for Green Bay. And so that's why they hired us. And... so we're going to have, when we talk about Green Bay being, you know, the number one city by U.S. News and World Report, one of the people who contributed greatly to that is one of our guests, Jeff Merkus.
Mm-hmm.
And he is Mr. Downtown, so he's going to be joining us. And then I was talking to some listeners, and I know our phone lines aren't totally working yet, but people have texted me on my personal cell and on my personal email. You know what people are interested in here, especially in the summertime, is our port.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Our port is, it's just an interesting piece of commerce here in Green Bay. I mean, everybody knows KI and Schreiber and Schneider, but the port is a very integral part of our community. And what we're going to be talking to is Dean Hain, and he's a friend of mine. He's been with the port. Well, I'm going to ask him that, how long he's been here. But he's going to join us. And, you know, I know some people may complain once in a while. Johnny, I think we're going to break.
Okay. All right, and then when we come back... no. We're going to set it to a quick break. We come back. We'll have Jordan Lamers.
How you doing, Jeff? I was talking about you. I don't even want to hear that because
I didn't hear you.
Thank you very much. Hey, I was...
I was trying to get your attention for a break. I know, but type
it in. I don't know what you're doing with these hand signals.
That's what I did. I was typing in and telling you to look at your computer.
I know, and that's what I was doing.
You need a sign.
Is he on?
Yeah, we are live. We're still alive.
Jordan, you there, buddy? All right, Jordan Love. That is not his name. Jordan Lamers, who I used to be on Channel 5 when I was mayor. Remember that, John? Every Wednesday, and he always did the weather, and I got to know him, and now it's fun to see him, I don't want to say grow up, but when I was going to a show, then he got married, and now he's got two great kids, and great dad, great weatherman, so he's going to be joining us, talking to us about the weather here. But I need to before Jordan comes on with the exact temperature, I need to document this weight thing we've been talking about, Johnny, because it's got to be official, because we got $100 riding on it, so... we jumped on the scale. I brought it in. It's to the digit scale. You on today, on the 20, what is today? The 28th, weighed 232.6.
Yes.
Okay.
As I sip on my caramel macchiato.
So that's good. I tell an anchor lady, you know, feed them that sugar. And I'm at 213.6. So that's where we're at. And I don't know if we want to do this every Wednesday, but... we don't have time to talk about where we're going to be in a month, but I got a call yesterday. I want to talk to you about this after the show, but Civic Media asked us if we'd consider doing our show live from the EAA, and I think we should talk about that because I think
that'd be fun.
There, I know they talked about us going down to Oshkosh. So anyway, we're going to talk about that, but every week, so that's the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th, we're going to weigh in, and $100 is going to be given by... John Mino, the legend, over to...
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs around 79. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 63. Chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high of 82. Mainly cloudy. Mid-80s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
Our boss called yesterday and said he was very pleased, so hang in there. We'll get through today. So Jordan Lamers is going to be calling in from Channel 5. He's going to talk to us a little bit.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
All right. A couple of technical difficulties. It's only day three. We're working this stuff out, but we'll get this all worked out. Jordan Lamers, he's a friend of yours, right?
Great friend. Great guy. Great weatherman.
He is. That guy was awesome. He is a great weatherman, and he's got a great future in front of him. I wonder if he's going to be like Z, you know, and he's going to stick around here, or if he's going to go and do the big time. You know what I mean? Because he's got the personality, and I think people like him.
I'll tell you what. You know one thing? Sports and weather are two parts of TV that is still expanding. Like when I was, we should have a shot to it. When I was in TV, there were two weathermen, okay? So you would have the weekday guy doing the 6 and 10. That's all there was back then. It was a 6 and 10. Then you'd have the weekend guy. Well, it was the same thing between sports and with weather in that if one of the guys was on vacation, the other guy did every show.
Oh, wow.
And in sports, you'd have two guys. You'd have the weekend guy and you'd have the whatever two guys. But now there's so many other shows. I mean, there were no morning shows back in those days. There were no, you know, there's all these other programs. Right. So those are two entities. If somebody's looking to go into the media, either weather or sports. I mean, some of these sports department have 5 or 6 people these days.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And we used to have 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those two entities, there's a million more jobs now than there used to be.
Well, and weather, I mean, I don't know. Fox 11 is like the weather channel. I mean, that's like half their news is weather. I think weather's important, but Jordan can make it concise, and that's what I like. I don't need to hear about the weather for half the show. Anyway, anyway, it'd be interesting. We don't really talk to him about that because we really need to talk to him about the smoke and the fact that you couldn't get out and walk yesterday to work off your, what is it, macchiato? What are you drinking?
Caramel macchiato.
Yeah, macchiato.
Yeah.
Okay, that's healthy, John.
Yes.
I'm glad. All right, is he on?
No.
Okay.
Let's bring in Jeff Merkus.
All right,
Jeff.
Come on in. Jeff, we may cut you off in the middle of the show because we want to get Jordan on, but we are not connecting here yet.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're talking a lot of things with Jeff. We got all kinds of things going on here, and he's also going to be a friend of the program, Downtown Green Bay, Mr. Jeff Merkus.
Hey,
Jeff, I always pronounce your name a little bit wrong. A little bit.
Well, how about today? You get it.
Merks?
A lot of it right.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I want to say Merkus.
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 It is Merkus.
Yes,
it is Merkus.
Jim told me it was Merks.
Well,
I swear he told me. He corrected me.
We worked together for 16 years when he was married.
16 years. Well,
and I let it be.
He
call me what you want to.
He also said he lives so close to the studio that he's going to walk to work, and one of his former aide said he worked with him for 16 years and he never once walked to work.
Which is
so there's a lot of things over the span of 16 years that
I think it's called it's not the Pick on Jim Schmidt show. We have Jeff, did you listen to our playing music when we talk about Tina Turner, that, you know, the simply the
yes.
best?
Yeah, okay. I heard that.
Did you, and you weren't here when we started, but.
I'm a long-time listener.
First-time caller, long-time listener. No, when I told the listeners that you were coming on today, one of the reasons the city is the best is because of you. I mean, you played a big role in this thing, and your job, and we did work together for a lot of years, director of marketing or promotion or CEO of the downtown. And as you heard me say many, many times in those boring speeches I would make you attend, is that the downtown is the heart of the city. And everything that happens here, it's like the heart, right? Everything pulses from the downtown. And even, you know, when you look at the surrounding communities, I mean, when you go to visit a city, somebody said that on Monday, the first place you go is downtown. And even when looking at colleges, you know, when you go to Des Moines or wherever your kid went to school, you go downtown because that really judges, that speaks for the community. Is it clean? Is it vibrant? Is there a variety of restaurants? Or is it? And you've made this downtown, you know, and you got a lot of work to do yet, but it is really coming along. So
thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about.
Yeah, it's a team effort. There are so many entities that make it the downtown that it is, but you are absolutely right. The character of a community can really be defined by the health of its downtown. And we have a lot to be proud of. And Jim, yeah, we go way back. I remember what downtown looked like 25 years ago. I often talk about our waterfront was a rusty dock wall. The transformation, building a world-class boardwalk, the City Deck, that was a $12 million investment the city made. And as a result,
I think Jim said 13.
It was
13.
Exaggerates
not, not to correct you, okay. But
as a result of that $13 million investment, there was $250 million worth of private investment, $250 million of investment.
Now think of that for a return, right? For people who like, I don't know, do we really need to build that thing? It was that catalyst that got people to say, like, wait a minute. They had
to start someplace.
Right, and we had our backs to
the
river.
That was a starting point.
Well, we had our backs to the river for 100 years. And it's like, no, we're going to face the river. We're going to embrace the river.
15 years ago, no one wanted to live downtown. We now have 500 residential units on the riverfront.
Yeah.
Mostly occupied, 100% occupied, aside from normal turnover. But
right.
We get some vibrancy. We have a long way to go, but we're very proud of downtown progress.
What has been the biggest... I guess when something happened, when you said to yourself, okay, this is huge, this is progress, we can see the light now, because you know, you can have all these ideas and you can throw money at a lot of different things, but you don't get that result you really want. What was that key factor where it's like, yes?
Well, we're always looking for a bigger light, obviously, but when the City Deck was built, that motivated Schreiber to build a world headquarters right across the street, and we're looking at that building right now.
Right.
That was the corporate leadership that our community needed, and that resulted in close to 2,500 jobs wanting to be downtown, 700 of theirs. Associated Bank moved 500 people downtown. Imperial Supply moved 400 people downtown. And then it started to go from there. And yes, we took took a pause during COVID, but I'm so pleased that things are on the return. Things are coming back.
You're doing a great job. And there's more coming, too. We're going to talk about that. And just it's not just the businesses. It's the community engaging in the downtown. And he works very hard to get. We're going to talk about Fridays on the Fox. We're going to talk about some of the fun runs we have down here. Jeff's got more literature here, but that's all right. You can mess up our table for a while because we want to read all this stuff. It's good stuff, and we will talk about that when you come back.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Travel woes continue for millions. Ground stops imposed across the Northeast, causing more than 2,000 flight cancellations and 7,000 delays. ABC's Lionel Moise with more.
Hundreds of flights are already canceled or delayed today, most of those on the East Coast. The FAA just last month, though, announced more corridors in the sky, which was supposed to ease flight congestion and provide more flexibility. The big question now, though, does more need to be done?
Hazy skies across parts of the Midwest. People from Wisconsin seeing the worst air quality in the world yesterday. That smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The Texas power grid broke an all-time record Tuesday for electricity demand. The heat dome covering the state breaking records at night as well. With President Biden today will lay out his economic plan. Recent ABC News poll showing a majority of American voters think Donald Trump did a better job with the economy. This is ABC News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Sign up for Bucktussle Internet in June and get 3 months free. You heard that right. 3 months of free internet service. For Shawano and Ocano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
At Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer by giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amitakusa and earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. Plus, $10 rewards play up to four times a day. Come in on June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Bust out your boards and start warming up because Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics is having a cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team, now open at the Rewards Club booth. Being one of 32 teams to receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Cash bar and live DJ entertainment throughout the event. Then after the tournament, stick around and enjoy a spectacular fireworks show. Presented by Firework Country starting at dusk. Clear your calendars and register for fun only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Unbelievable, the unbelievable weather quality we're having here in this area. It's just incredible. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, along with Jeff Merkus from downtown Green Bay. We're going to be talking a little bit about the air quality in the Green Bay area. Has that been crazy, huh, Jeff?
It is. I heard on the national news this morning that Wisconsin had the worst air quality in the world yesterday. That was not that's not what you want to hear.
No, Donna told me that. I mean, that's a big area, the world, and to be the worst.
Right.
I mean, you know, you think what that does. I mean, we're pretty healthy, very healthy, but what that does for people
with asthma,
right,
a little older, you know, I mean, really, this is scary.
Right.
So
it is.
I hope we're going to get, that's why when Johnny came in this morning, you know, we're want to get this Jordan Lamers on. I mean, this guy knows weather better than any of us. How long is this going to last? And he's not an expert on it. And he said that when we talked to him at 4:30. But he did say that, you know, he has some comments and some insight on it. So We're going to get him on. But John, while Jordan, he's going to be calling in a second. But, you know, look, again, we, Jeff Merkus, what's your title?
Executive Director. That's what I thought. Downtown Green Bay.
And we've worked together for years on the downtown. And Johnny was asking you earlier, was there one thing that you said, finally, I think we're turning? Because it's a struggle. I mean, every downtown is. You've heard me say this, but, you know, we travel quite a bit, and with especially with the kids. And I'd say to him, when we go through a nice downtown, that just doesn't happen. That takes a lot of Jeff Merkuses, a lot of strong leadership, a good city council, and it takes time. And, you know, we're getting there. And so besides the infrastructure, you talked about the City Deck and Coach Schreiber and Nicolet and these restaurants that are coming down here, which is just terrific. I think it's cool that people don't go to a destination. They go to the downtown and then they pick a restaurant. And but how about activities? I mean, that keeps us energized.
Right. It sure does. You know, before I get into that, it really takes entrepreneurial confidence and consumer confidence. And the population of Brown County is 275,000 people. And this is their downtown.
Can you hear them? I cannot hear them.
Okay. And so the events play a big role in the advancement of downtown. So
let's worry about that.
Right. So
it's day three.
I mean, it happens. A lot of fun takes place downtown. I remember when I started, the organization coordinated about 20 events a year. We're up to about 60 events a year.
Awesome.
And there's so many other organizations. The On Broadway group, their right. Wednesday market is huge. The Saturday market is big, and right. And we've got a lot of cool events. We'll talk about that too.
We will. But I just remember that Fridays on the Fox, and you know that anything you do is controversial, right? When we built that City Deck, we shouldn't do that. We don't. All we need is a little walking path, and then other people are like, no, I think we should go bold and do this. So anyway. And I went to, I think, what was the first event you booked there? Was it Dueling Pianos or was it Big Mouth? Or you had it was a good band. Anyway, I went to it with my wife, and my kids were at Notre Dame then. And I look over, and they're there. And I thought, you know what? We're doing something right here. If you're attracting people, and they're not, and it just wasn't Green Bay people either, like you said. It was a lot of people from the Brown County area that had come down there. And I thought that was a highlight for me. And the other highlight I had was when we won the Super Bowl. It's been a while, but people need to celebrate together. I mean, everybody can be, even bars are fun, but just spontaneously to come down, and where did they go? To the City Deck. And
absolutely.
I just thought that was awesome.
Yeah, seeing yachts double parked on the City Deck on a Friday night, our lineup of music is always really outstanding. We can have anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 people out there on a Friday night, people coming and going. The restaurants love that as well. But it really creates a cool vibe in the downtown.
So what do you're still doing that? I mean, Friday nights, right? Fridays in the Fox.
Oh, yes. DowntownGreenBay.com, the full lineup, you know, here on the sheet in front of you. Fridays on the Fox, you know, again, there's one this Friday night, Road Trip. We've got, you know, again, July 7, July 14. So,
awesome.
You know, a lot of great entertainment. We're going to extend that season and go with Comedy on the Deck. You know, after Fridays on the Fox, and on August 4th, you know, great comedian Pat McCurdy is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 6 o'clock show on the City Deck. So we're always experimenting with new events. We're going to try Comedy on the Deck this year, and I'm sure it's going to be just fine. And people are going to come up for some good laughs.
That's awesome.
What's your favorite event? Because you know, sometimes what's the old thing? You can't see the forest because of the trees or whatever. So you, as a person, when you separate yourself, and it's like, oh, this is going to be cool, versus just a venue that you've hired.
A former coworker of ours, Molly Vandervest, everyone knows Molly over the years. She is credited with moving the Saturday Farmers Market from a postage stamp parking lot outside the downtown to Washington Street, where it is today.
It's right unbelievable.
From the Meyer Theater. Our opening day of the Saturday Market, there were 10,000 attendees. People from all over the county. We see people from throughout the country that come to that Saturday Market and just say they see nothing else like it. It's well run. I've got a team of coworkers that do such a fine job in operating it. So that event really shines a cool spotlight on our city and what we're capable of.
Jim, not to say that this has been a factor in my morbid obesity.
Yeah.
But my favorite place on the Farmers Market? Fried cheese curds.
Yeah. Okay. But just, I think.
Aren't they great?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I see you in the line a lot. but the Saturday morning farmers market is a true farmers market.
Right.
It's homegrown vegetables.
Yep.
It is the real deal. Now, some of these farmers markets have morphed into more of an entertainment, like Wednesday night farmers market. I mean, it's still great. You can still buy your flowers and your tomatoes and cucumbers and stuff. But
it's a great event. A lot of fun.
It is. But there's food trucks and a little, it's more of an event. But that thing that you do on Saturday is an original farmers market, and it is so well attended and so easy to get around. It's very well organized, but secondly,
It really took some doing. The market vendors were really comfortable where they were, and it took some pushback. But what I'm able to witness, even in the economic development area, is that this mix between the businesses nearby, how they put it, installed garage doors, and they're active, and the restaurants nearby, and then also the residents, 130 condo units right across the street, they just step out of their condo and they're mixing and mingling with their friends and neighbors.
It's good living. And you have music, too, once in a while, right?
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. Which music is, all the time.
Yeah. That's,
okay, so you know what I was talking with Joe Alec about yesterday? I want to start a veterans museum in Green Bay. Downtown Green Bay Veterans Museum.
Great idea.
Can you help me on that?
So, yeah, we will find you the right location.
Excellent.
I know there's a spot nearby.
Well, the old children's museum.
That is one possibility.
Yeah.
And, but yes,
love that.
That's another area that our organization gets involved in, is working with businesses and entrepreneurs, helping them find the right space for them.
Great.
So I forgot to really welcome you, John and Jim. You're the two newest employees to downtown Green Bay.
Yeah, we're waiting for
Wanted
that.
Wanted to welcome you.
Yeah,
we're
thank
waiting.
You.
Thought we'd get a
yeah,
something.
I'll be delivering a welcome pack. Yeah. You know,
right. Okay.
I brought your coffee in today.
You did. Right? You did. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't? Amy did.
Well, I was with her. Okay?
You opened the door.
I tried to pay for your coffee.
Have you seen, speaking of, Amy, of course, with Anchor right next to us here.
Right.
Just a wonderful coffee shop. And then Friday, the new market will be opening. We did a walkthrough. I did a walkthrough through there yesterday. That place is magnificent.
Yeah, the Waterfront Market.
Waterfront Market.
Mr. Sean Daly bought this building, you know, last year, and what he has done is transformational. As I was driving in today, it's like, whoa, I get to experience three new businesses right here in the same building. Bought some coffee this morning, came to see the two of you, and on Friday we'll be celebrating the opening, the Waterfront Market.
Unbelievable. That's going to be fantastic. Then we're going to have a big grand opening one day, too. Big cookout on the deck, I guess,
and
for everybody.
And a ribbon cutting.
Yes.
And I'll get all emotional because I've done a lot of ribbon cuttings, and then usually the entrepreneur, it's like, oh, we've worked so hard. This is a big day in our life. So I get to say that now instead of welcome to the city, welcome to the downtown. We want your tax dollars. Now I can say, look, you know, I'm honored to be here. This is, but I will tell you.
Let me ask you this though, aside from how many of those golden shovels do you have from over the years?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. I remember your old office. There were quite a few stacked
They're
up.
Hanging in the garage now.
Yep.
And a clean garage too, by the way, with my time off. I've organized, but Jeff and I have done a ton of those ribbon cuttings, and I think I don't know, Jeff, if I told you, but I was telling Johnny that one of the reasons I wanted this, when they called and said, look, you know, we need somebody to do a radio show, and we want someone who really understands the downtown, and I'm like, yeah, I think I could be your guy. The location is what attracted me to this. I just love it down here. I love the people, the energy. I think what you're doing, the events, we can walk right outside. We're on the city deck. It's a great venue, and thanks for making it so attractive.
Well, it definitely is fun celebrating with investors and entrepreneurs and the small businesses. Walking your coffee over here this morning with Amy, the owner of Anchor Coffee. Great people, nice vibe. And
right.
And we have some awesome coffee shops downtown. Coffee shops and restaurants bring tens of thousands of people. People love talking about food.
Yeah.
And I am so proud that downtown has the best authentic locally owned restaurants in the area.
And you know, I used to work for real estate over at the Old Fort Square. And we'd go, you know, realtors, they go out for lunch every day. You know, because you're taking somebody out for lunch or doing, not one time did we ever drive. We
that's
walked
awesome.
To every single restaurant that we went to. And that's
good for you.
So, I mean, that was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That stuff's, love
yeah,
hearing that.
A lot of those places are within stumbling distance.
Wow, what
up
is
here.
That supposed to mean?
No, you're right, John.
No, that goes back to the old days of Washington Street.
Okay. No, it is.
The old Maloney's days.
Right. No, it is great that, really, when people come to visit us, and we have, you know, next Friday, I know we have, the Brass is coming in next Friday. I don't know if I told you that, but you know, there's so many options we have to take them to lunch after, and coffee, and then lunch. They're going to hang around. They're going to the city deck, too. They're going to spend the whole day with us. So, kind of our review, John, so we got to be good for
all
next.
Right.
I need to put in a little plug for the professional entities. This is where they want to be. I mean, it's true. Downtown is the financial center of Northeast Wisconsin. Yep. It's the legal center of Northeast Wisconsin and the government center. And that accounts for more than a few thousand employees. And they really create the base of employees that support those restaurants. You have professional organizations like Initiative One, a leadership organization that has an impact throughout the country. This is where they wanted to be. They invested beautiful facilities, and that inspires other entities, other business leaders to do the same.
And I still think bringing back the Hotel Northland with the way they recapture the grandeur that it once was is very, very cool.
Beautiful property.
The last time I had been in there, Jim and I went there about a month ago, right, Jim?
Just yeah, we were looking at this. Yeah.
And I actually had done a story on them for the TV show I was doing when they were remodeling it and everything. And the last time I had been there before that was 1974 when I came for a Packer game. And if we came the night before, we'd always go there to try to get autographs. And I remember getting Billy Kilmer. You ever remember Billy?
I do.
Billy Kilmer?
No.
Oh. I do.
Billy Kilmer, quarterback for the Washington Redskins, you know, Super Bowl kind of team back in the day, Jim. And anyway, but you know who their three quarterbacks were? It's funny because they're all like big time names. Bill Kilmer, Sonny Jurgensen, and their third string quarterback was Joe Theismann. So it's like I got all three of those because they must come back from a quarterback meeting. So I got all three of those. And it's funny, Joe Theismann turned out to be in some ways the biggest name.
Nice.
So that was cool. But that was really cool. I mean, that was the headquarters. In fact, you know that Jim wants to talk, but I'm just going to say one more thing. Do you know that when I interviewed guys that used to play for opposing teams that would stay there, they used to change into their uniforms at the Northland Hotel and then take a bus over to the old city stadium because there weren't locker rooms for the opposing teams.
There are some great stories there, Lombardi era history. But sitting between the two of you is a lot of fun. You know, just trying to dive into a little bit of airtime. But let's give the mic to Jim for a moment, okay?
Wow.
No,
okay.
I want to say that Northland Hotel and everybody worked on that. That was a very, very difficult project. That was a lot more challenging than the city deck. I mean, it just was because there was just a lot of problems with that. But the fact that it's done now, what we have going for us downtown here, besides all the new stuff, is the history.
Yeah.
And to go over there, and President Kennedy was there, for God's sake. And just, and then you talk about...
Well, he was at the cathedral, too.
Right. But you were talking, there's a lot of Packer history there. Mm-hmm. And just, that's just a great place, and they have different restaurants. And
when you said about heart of a project, and we mentioned this a little bit the other day, if we were talking about, because I said I would love to create some apartments, some of these old buildings across the street here. But we're talking, in a lot of cases, it's harder to renovate and reclaim a place these days it is to start. So what I'm saying is, with that Hotel Northland, it literally would have been easier in some ways to level it and start fresh versus what they did do.
Johnny, I get the numbers to back that up. To raise that property and build that hotel would have been just over half the cost
of
redoing it. That thing was like $36 million, but... You can't build something like that.
No.
It's beautiful. It's part of our city.
It's a gem.
That says that you're invested in the history
absolutely.
And the lore
and that's why we're the
of a community.
And that's why we're number one.
Sign up for Buck Tussle Internet in June and get 3 months free. You heard that right. 3 months of free internet service. For Shawano and Okano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs around 79. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 63. Chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high of 82. Mainly cloudy. Mid-80s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Along with Jeff Merkus from downtown Green Bay joining us here. And we believe we have Jordan Lamers from Channel 5. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. We're good to go.
All right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. It was nice to see the mayor not too long ago on our Friday show that we did last week in Two Rivers. So nice to hear you over the phone now. And I know you come into our station every once in a while. It's always good to see you. Have you been losing weight lately?
what was that supposed to mean?
He saw that picture, I think, that got posted.
Yeah,
and it's
working.
Painfully obvious.
Jordan,
that
here's
he
the
hasn't.
Deal. Yeah. No. Okay, I'll be honest. No.
It's because of the weather.
Because of the air quality, Jordan. Because of the air quality.
I knew that's why he got you on his political cover. Okay, so Jordan, Johnny said he couldn't go out and get his steps workout.
Fair enough. No, I've just been listening to the show for the last 40 minutes, and you brought up your BMI a few times. So
yes.
I just wanted to give you a compliment.
I've got one of those steps apps.
Yeah, right. 33 is BMI. 33% blubber.
What's yours?
That's not what we're talking about. We're here to talk about Jordan Lamers, one of my favorite weathermen in the community.
And by the way, very apropos song heading in, smoking in the boys' room.
Love it.
Since that guy got kicked off a wrestling team for smoking literally in the boys' room.
Hey, we're here to talk to Jordan Lamers.
And he was a good Catholic boy.
I was. But
the brothers were very disappointed in him.
Jordan, how are you? How are your kids? Congratulations again.
And his brother's a priest.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I just had my second child. I have two daughters now, and one's turning 3 next month, and then this new one's 3 months old, actually. So
wow,
it's been fun.
Okay, well, that's keeping you busy. So does that work with your, like, you got a crazy schedule. Aren't you on, like, every day at, like, 4:30 or something? What time do you guys go on
air? Yeah. Our show starts at 5 and then runs until 7, and then we do a one-hour show from 9 to 10, and then oftentimes we're on the noon show. I know you guys were talking about how the morning show didn't always exist and the noon show didn't always exist. I'm on those new shows, if you will. Wow.
Well, wouldn't you agree with me, though, Jordan, from years ago, like I said, I'm you know, from the dark ages of TV, but you'd have a weekend weather guy, you'd have a weekday weather guy, and that was it. And if one was on vacation, the other guy did every shift that there is.
How would he know, John? This guy's like 25 years old. I mean, you're talking
31.
Oh, you're 31. Oh, okay. All right. You look 25. Okay. Anyway.
Close enough.
All right.
But wouldn't you agree that actually the meteorology field is one that is still expanding? It seems like there are a lot more jobs for people in that field than there used to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of routes that you can take after college. You know, if you get your degree, you can go into broadcasting, which I did. I got my bachelor's in atmospheric science. You can go into the National Weather Service, and then there's a lot of private forecasting companies, too. You know, people forecasting for airplanes, people forecasting the wind direction for, let's say, some truck travel, like you get a semi. What route do you take to save the most gas? That type of thing. Oh. There's also insurance companies that need private forecasters.
Really?
So People who bet on the stock market if there's going to be a weather event coming through to wipe out oil fields.
Oh my gosh!
Do you have
no
any
idea.
Insider? Okay, we'll talk about that off air. That's tempting.
I clearly got into the wrong field.
Yeah. So Jordan, I mean, really, that we called you this morning and just, you know, thanks for, you know, calling in. This weather, This is crazy. I mean, Jeff Merkus and I were talking and off air. The worst was state of Wisconsin. The worst weather like in the world. Or in the
yesterday?
United States?
Yeah.
No, today.
Air quality
yesterday.
I mean, the smoke was so thick that, you know, you compare it to different reporting locations around the world. And we had some of the worst air quality because of this wildfire smoke. It continued down into, like, Minneapolis had some of it. Chicago even had some of it. Milwaukee's waking up with very unhealthy air this morning around the Waukesha area, too. So it's just, you know, it seems like it keeps hitting on and hitting on, and it's just not going away, right? You know, we've had never this many air quality advisories between April and the end of June before.
I mean, is it an actual health concern for people that have asthma or things like that?
I'd say so. I'm not a doctor. And I just want to, you know, clarify, too, that I'm not necessarily an air quality expert. I do the research on it. I read what the DNR has to say. I'm more of a weather guy, which kind of determines the wind flow and where it could push. But overall, what I've been reading and researching up on is that, you know, you don't want to breathe it in too much. Long-term health effects, I don't really know. As far as people with heart, lung disease, you know, the older population, young children, if they breathe it in too long, you might get, you know, you might start coughing a little bit. Yesterday, I hit 18 holes at Northbrook, and I don't know if it was because my wife was cooking onions in the kitchen, but I closed my eyes for a little bit at the end of the day, and I kind of felt like they were a little itchy.
Yep.
I don't know if it was from
that's
the
that's what I was feeling, too. Yeah. That's exactly what I was feeling last night. Okay, how does this work, Jordan? You got a three-month-old at home, and your wife lets you play 18 holes of golf?
Yeah, really.
What? Hello?
I think he's invested in those oil things.
Yeah,
and
I do,
think
too.
He's got a pretty good thing going.
Hey, honey, I got some inside scoops.
Honey, we're gonna be fine.
A WFRV golf outing during work hours.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Jordan, you're not a doctor, but what's the prognosis on this weather? I mean, is this stuff going to, are we going to get through the 4th? Is this going to be around, or is this gone today, or do you know?
I do know. I did read the DNR's forecast for it. So what they do is they'll monitor the air quality at a certain time. So, right, they did this on, I believe, Monday or yesterday morning. And then they determine what the air quality was at that time. And then what they do is they forecast its movement based on computer modeling and winds. And I think it's going to stay around for a little bit. Now, the air quality might get better here, and then it might worsen up a little bit there. But what's going to happen is they're going to come up upon noon on Tuesday when this air quality advisory expires, or noon on Thursday, sorry. And then they're going to reassess and reevaluate the current conditions, and then they're going to push it into the future and then see if it can go away for the weekend. Now, we may get rid of the air quality advisory in terms of, you know, needing to stay inside or whatnot, but the wildfire smoke might just stick around in the sky. It could be higher aloft in the atmosphere, or some of it might settle down and, you know, make it unhealthy to breathe again.
But still bizarre, though, that people in Canada aren't affected.
Yeah. That's due to the wind flow. You know, we're focused on winds at all levels of the atmosphere. So what happens is these fires go off in Canada, right? That smoke is warm. We know that warm air rises, right? So it takes that smoke high into the atmosphere, and then it crosses the border with the upper level winds, which we call the jet stream or 500 millibar winds, whatever you want to say, if we're not getting too scientific about it. And then it'll push it down into the Midwest, and it'll drop south based on where this wind flow takes it. And that's just, unfortunately, where we are, right?
Wow.
And and we have been since April.
All right, Jordan, I got to read up on that 500 millibar. But, hey, thanks for coming on. You are, I'm telling you, people love you. You do a great job at WFRV. And we want to have you in studio sometime just to talk about your career path and how people can pursue that. But enjoy your kids. Enjoy the 4th of July. And we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks for coming on.
Really great having you on,
Jordan. Enjoy the show. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
See you. Jordan Lamer from WFRV Channel 5 doing the morning weather over there. Jeff Merkus,
Firm of Gingras, Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.